As you can imagine, I never went to the White House again without Wilbur. I think I owe the audience an explanation of why I have this fortunate role today. And that is that Wilbur and I really spent over 40 years together as the closest of colleagues and collaborators. I guess some people would say co-conspirators, but unindicted. And much of it right here in this room, about a third of our lives here, because the Ways and Means Committee used the room not just for hearings, but all the executive sessions here. And before the sunshine laws, we were always in on all of the executive sessions when our programs were up. When Wilbur Mills was chairman and those early programs of disability and Medicare and COLAs and one thing and another, sometimes they went on for months, literally months. The Ways and Means Committee is always a very, very thorough committee. Now, most of Wilbur Cohen's and my work together was extremely harmonious. We agreed on most things, in spite of what Ted just said, but not 100%. Secretary Celebrezze has a story of testifying in this room with Wilbur on one side of him and me on the other, in which he was quite new as secretary, and he did need some help. And in response to about the third question, after his prepared testimony, Wilbur leaned over and whispered in his ear. And then Secretary Celebrezze swears that I leaned over in his other ear and gave him exactly the opposite advice. But that was not usual. Much more usual was what we did one day in the Senate Finance Committee, when in response to a question from Harry Byrd, who was then chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, the older Harry Byrd, Secretary Ribicoff responded that Social Security taxes should never go above 10% of payroll. He got kicked under the table from both sides immediately and together. I can't tell you how much I personally will miss Wilbur and what his loss means to me. It's really incalculable. But we're here today not so much to mourn this loss as to celebrate Wilbur's life that has resulted in these permanent changes that have been described for you in the way American institutions deal with the least fortunate among us. What a successful, interesting, and inspiring life Wilbur had. And I think that's what we want to hold on to.